Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And today, that will be no different, even though the host will be linking up with you via the telephone. Let me see if I can raise Sluggy on the lines. Let's say good evening. Good evening, Sluggy. You there with us?
Manners and respect. Manners and respect.
Wonderful. Manners.
Yes, we're going on, buddy. How's things?
Social distancing is the talk of the town,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. You know, we got to, as we are people out there in the public, you know, we got a responsibility to be responsible. You know what I mean? So we got to keep our distance. But through the genius of technology, we are still able to do the show, still able to talk to each other, still able to talk to the public. So we still give God thanks for that.
That is quite true.
Yes, and I hope that you keep being safe.
I'm trying my best to, believe it or not.
Good, that's good. And first song was Tried Up Pride by Jamal Slug and Akita.
That was the second one. The first one was Chimborazo.
Oh, God, two legends, man. My boy, Terry Mexican Alpha, Prime Square One.
And Willie.
Terry Mexican Alpha from
Square One.
Yes, and
Willie Kerr.
My boy Willie Kerr from Merry Men, two legendary bands, two completely different type of bands. Literally Fun is quite amazing. No, Square One's more soca and up-tempo. Some slow ones too, but Square One was not vibes. And, you know, Merry Men was more culture and what was going on in society and how barbarous look and feel. That was the Merry Men. Literally Fun was interesting for their color and what they played. It was a very interesting dynamic. So two great people coming together. The next one, you played, you said, was second. That was written by that boy, Kevin Watson. Yeah, that boy, Kevin Watson, is written by him. I think it's a really good song, too, to be honest. And we need more songs like that. We need that collaboration. Because my idea, my dream, because, you know, we don't normally see a lot of collaboration, especially between two people that are really talented. So I was really, really glad I could be a part of that project. Paul Clark from Trend 10 TV had called me and commissioned me to write this song. He gave me a few ideas. So I wrote it along with him, and he told me what he want on the song. He told me what direction he was going in. And straight away, come off the top of my head.
So every time I'm watching that channel and I hear that song, I should remember you.
Yeah, come off the top of Kevin Watson, not me. And straight away, get the voice straight away. So the regular, so he want to see more collaborations like that, though. They want to see much more, you know, they want to see much more, especially among the youth coming together and doing music together. I really, really want to see more of that, for sure. But enjoying the vibes, I really, really enjoying the vibes so far, and I'm sure Barbados is locked on, especially now even more. Everyone should be inside. We shouldn't be waiting on the curfew. We should be home already and stay put, and they want people to please stay home. Please, please stay home. That's why I'm begging everyone, please stay home. But we can just play some music.
Expose some Barbadian talent, correct.
Yes, and then we will talk again later on in the show. But for now, we just play some music. Everybody's home, you know, don't worry your head too much. Please stay inside, wash your hands regularly, sanitize, make sure you stay clean, stay put, and stay away from each other. Do it. What Celia and I are doing, you know, we staying away from each other, but still connecting. You could do a lot of that. Call your friend if you miss your friend. Call your family if you miss your family. But stay apart, please, Barbados. That is my message. Sit back and relax and enjoy some Barbadian music. And I will talk with you again very, very soon. Wonderful job, Sealy. Thanks. I am listening. I got the whole of Black Rock locked on. My family in Jackson locked on. My people in Christchurch locked on. You know, God help me. People in St. George locked on, you know, Beard, St. Georgeville locked on. Yeah. You know the love for us, and we are going to reciprocate that love. We're going to give you some sweet music now, and you will hear again from me later on in the show. Blessings to everybody, and stay home. Thank you.
Okay, Sluggy, we'll connect with you in a few minutes or so. Huh?
Yes, please.
Gemma says stay home. Like everybody's been saying, stay home. Let's turn to Commander now. Going back a tad for this one, back in 85, I think it was. Slavery Done.
be ancestors to this country. From Africa they came to walk in the land of the sugar cane. But on the Atlantic, some of them get sick. Some were beaten, some were threatened. They were so frightened that they jump overboard to escape myself picking on. Long, long, long before they see land. So tell them I pay my duty to live here peacefully. Tell them slavery done. I pay my duty to practice my culture. Tell them slavery done. I pay my duty for my children's future. Tell them slavery done. It's then the massa execute a sinister plan that was so dread. He decided we'll be divided. He brought us for showing chains with some heavy rope, wrong with bodies to be sold in twos and fours for the most money. So you see, I pay my duty to live here peacefully.
Tony Grisette, Air of the Blast from the Past. Simply entitled Slavery Done. 17 after 6, you're into Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, musical edition, I can call it that. Making sure you still get to hear the talent of Barbados. This chap, you should know a lot. You hear him every Saturday at 6 o'clock with Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. The song is called One Girl. Gentleman is Sluggy. Sluggy Dan.
Two girls, one will leave you. I'm only loving one girl. told my friends maybe, but I could never leave my baby. She's always there for me, she's always been around and always scared for me. So tell me now, how could I ever leave? I will never leave, I'll forever love my baby. I'm only loving one girl.
That one's called Nah Leaving. On the bus of rhythm, Amber Areno. On vocals there for you.
Yeah. Is microphone on?
Yes, it is, sir.
So here we're going on to our peoples. I want to talk to all my black people. All my black mothers and fathers, all my black sisters and brothers. I want them to understand something though. You got to take responsibility for your own actions. Check this.
Take a look inside society and tell me what do you see? Some black men are destroying their own destiny. Now take a look inside the government and tell me what do you see? Do you see the face of a white man leading this country? Was it the white man who stopped this black brother? And was it the Syrian who pulled the trigger? Is it the Indians hustling drugs on the corner? No, no, it's my black brothers and sisters. Them limit the system yet still want to unplug from it. Accessing the knowledge but still won't capitalize on it. The sentence of a race that is dominant, with giftings and talents in abundance. So Mr. Youth, no need to shoot. Put down the gun, pull up your pants, strap up your boots. A gangster life is a wasted life, that is the truth. What the future will look like is up to you. We see the jail or the cemetery. If there's no change, this is your destiny. You made your bed, now lie down in it. Accept responsibility, whose fault is it? And was it the white man who stopped this black brother? And was it the Syrian who pulled the trigger? Is it the Indians hustling drugs on the corner? No, no, it's my black brothers and sisters. Do you listen to the words of Bob Marley? Have you ever read Mandela's story? A life of crime is a waste of time. Bob Marley told you, man, see, paint your minds. You're on the road to destruction, can't you see the signs? I know you're not blind. The work of the big boss, but it is you who will pay the cost. They might use you and abuse you. When you die, I go to jail, them replace you. And was it the white man who stopped this black brother? And was it the Syrian who pulled the trigger? Is it the Indians hustling drugs on the corner? No, no, it's my black brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I had to get that off my chest.
And you did, sir.
Really hope somebody was listening.
We all were.
And this message could save a life.
That's Corey World there for you. Something called The Black Man. We had him on the show a couple weeks back, a couple weekends back. Let's go back to Amber now. Broken hearted.
Had a strong feeling, but I guess I was wrong.
I was wrong.
Now I'm hurting. I can't call you my own. We would have been pressure, man. Dreams that you ain't never coming through.
Broken hearted,
taken away from me.
Broken.
seeing you refer, I get frustrated. Whenever you touch me, baby, your feelings are activated. I've got so much love for you. I really need my dreams to come through. You found someone new. Dreams that you ain't never coming through. So I'm broken hearted. Broken hearted. Broken hearted. Broken hearted. I won't let you go.
Now before the hour of 7 o'clock, it's Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. You're in tune to right here on The Voice of Barbados, 92.9 FM. Usually in studio will be Sluggy Dan, but you're going to make it with him on the line in a little bit or two, but exposing some of the Bajan talent we've got around here. This young lady here, you hear her very often on the show with Sluggy, Ahanje. This one's called The Dream.
Too many lives are lost in no sense.
To show you that the young lady Yanje is under one hit wonder. How about this one, huh?
No.
Don't cry.
Thank you.
big one there. Don't Cry, Ahanjay. Let's see if we can raise Sluggy again. Sluggy, you're there? All right, I think we can hear you. You with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Right, right. That's your girl, Ahanjay, there for you with Don't Cry.
Listen, boy. See that girl?
Don't you cry. Wipe those tears from your eyes. I take the blame.
That girl is pure magic here. Lord, boy, we got some talent in Bim. We got some talent in Bim. That she can be a big one.
Yeah.
They caught that one. They caught that one from early, from the start. She can be a big one.
No wonder you have her tagging along on Saturdays to keep us company here with Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
Yeah, you know, you know, a lot of times, not only in music, in sports too. Like we had Milan Louis in sports too, who I thought was pure magic too. You know, Milan was exceptional. We had a few in cricket as well that, you know, even if first division are coming up, you would see them real promising, then drop off the face of the map. So then things is, you know, you can't save everybody, but then things is really tug on my heartstrings, CD. Like, I hate to see them things happen. So I just want that I would like to get there. You know, and a few others too that real special, but she's one for sure that can't like get there.
Well, keep working on her and bring her along as you come along. And speaking of you,
correct.
We played a song earlier, One Girl.
Oh my God.
Tell us about that one, Sluggy.
One Girl, well, Randy Eastman and I was at, we were at college together, community college together,
mm-hmm.
Doing the music program. So he was telling me all the time, he got this rhythm, he would like me to voice pen. Because before that, I started really want to record, because I always wanted to work with young people, so I didn't want, and I was aware, I hope people think they could sing, so people think they could sing good, so I know if I step out front, I push it, I know how it might go, you understand, so mm-hmm. I didn't want that, I wanted that, I could put along other people, because of that all of our stars, you could tell like, all the Bajan stars, like, them is help out a lot, but you can't call a Bajan star and say, well, these five people associated with him, you see them on stage all the time. You know, you may see all our greats performing. And when they perform, you will hardly ever see them bring along three or four other young people to sing with them. Like, we don't normally see it, period. And this is not a diss to anyone. This is just how we accustomed to being Barbados. You know, Gabby would do it a lot. And that's Gabby. You know what I mean? But Gabby comes from a different background, but Gabby would do it many. And Gabby's who introduced the world a bit too. And many others. So when they watch, and Gabby as well write a lot of hits for people. Gabby write hits for Rasaidi. He write hits for Grainer. So a lot of Grainer hits Gabby wrote. So you could, and then you see how big and successful Grainer is, how big and successful Rasaidi is. So I was looking at him because Gabby's a great singer. He could sing enough of the songs Grainer sing. I mean, Gabby could sing them himself. Let me just keep it real. Because Gabby's greatness, but help pulling along somebody else or giving somebody spotlight. Watching people like Gabby made me want it to be that. You understand? That side of him. So he didn't really want things. So it was dodging Randy. So then one day he tell me, come and show me, because Randy's very sneaky. So one day Randy tell me, Sluggy, come and go here with me. And he tell me what we're going to do in Kiami Studio. I play the rhythm. May play rhythm now. I say, like that rhythm, boy. You said that rhythm is saying everything, Sluggy. Go in the booth and put on Sam, man. So, and it went in the booth. And they say, what are you going to do now? He tell me, well, don't be me. He said, be the me that no one knows. Because you know me. You know he's a rude boy. So you know you want to show that affectionate side, really. They don't mind it on stage life. Shh. They don't mind it on stage live, you understand? But they want to record that kind of music, really. They don't mind doing it on stage, because I'm an actor. Right? So,
he really saw the other side of you in this song, then?
Right, so he tell me, bring out that side, bring out that sweet side, bring out that side, that vulnerable side. So, I sing a song about, he tell me, he want, like, saying sweet and lovey, but he still want to feel rootsy. So he said, well, I can sing One Girl. And sing it to my daughter, but sing it in a way that people can feel that Sluggy in love, and he meaning this one girl. You understand? So when it's stressed, when that part, I'm only loving one girl. My heart belongs to one girl. so people feel, you know, this is a love song. But it really poured my heart to my daughter. I'd be using my daughter as the inspiration to say love one girl.
Mm-hmm.
But the sweetness to come out in the song. So when you hear, you can interpret it how you want. You get me? But you can hear the sweetness, so you can think one way. So it was purposely done like that. And that was all because of that wicked one, Randy Eastman. All that side of me in studio. But he taught me a lot because there's no doubt about my youngster. When he came in the studio, like, that song you played for Amber, Broken Hearted.
Mm-hmm, that's the title, Broken Hearted.
Right. So when we was in the studio with Amber, and Randy pulled something out to her that was deep down inside. And when she was singing the song, she was crying. So the recording you hearing, man, Amber singing that recording, she was crying while singing it to get with that emotion.
Mm.
Yeah, so
all the tricks and tricks. Mm.
Yeah, take it to a place where not feel ashamed, but feel vulnerable. So it's got to really let go. It's got to let go of yourself. You can't think where you are now. You got to be what you want to be. So whatever character you want for that song, you have to be that. You can't pretend you're it just for the 3 minutes for the song. You got to live it right there in that moment. And that's something that you learn from recording One Girl.
Well, tell us a little bit of Amber. I'm not familiar with Amber. Tell us.
Well, Amber right now, Amber at 14 years old at Parkinson School, Amber was a semi-finalist in the reggae People's Monarch, mm-hmm. that Starcom had. She was just 14 years old. She was a semi-finalist. Got beat by a few points. And she was writing her own music from like 12 years old. Reggae Pony Hill, she was a headlight out for Reggae Pony Hill for about 7 years. And she's only about 19, 20 now. So you wouldn't know how young she was doing it. And she was at Parkinson School, you know, and the odds against her. And Randy Eastman again. And myself, you know, worked with her, Randy especially, and pushed her a lot. And they managed to get her into the music program at BCC from Parkinson, which was very good. Because, you know, not many children do the music program. Mylon did it. I can't remember who. I don't think anyone else besides Mylon or no Amber do the music program from Parkinson School. And both of them come out at the top of the class, which is very, very good. From Parkinson School again. But she then did vocals, she did piano, which made her very, very versatile. So she got having an associate degree in piano from Barrett Community College. And she's now at UWA as well. You know, she's a computer guru too, because she did the computer course at the Polytechnic as well.
Mm.
So she comes from a tough background, you know, and her mother got salute Joy, Amber mommy. Joy worked with Amber a lot. She was very, very supportive, whatever Amber wanted to do. Joy would even come to make her feel comfortable being there. You know, and then whatever we do in return, Amber mother will support us too, you know, as hard as they had it. Because, you know, you never know people going through in life. Some people is really, really good through it, especially if you're in the arts and boom, and you come from a certain background or you live a certain place, you know. A lot of the things you don't really get to see because, like, certain children, certain places, they can really hear about NISCA ever. You know, they can really hear about community independence programs because, you know how it is already.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Right, you're the part of your circle. Right, so Randy was able to introduce Amber to a whole different world, and for a day she flirts with a shy girl, afraid to talk, won't look up. When she's speaking with you, won't look up. But something that's told Randy to interfere with this little girl that day, and this little girl that won't talk, I can't look up. When he gives you a microphone or push you up on the stage, you transform into something else. And as soon as you come off the stage, she's go back in she's shell. You know, she's a person like a shocker. Like, if you see a shocking person, only if Aishaka doing something or he's staying to attention, but normally Aishaka be just...
Yeah, I know him well. You don't have to tell me about him.
Yeah.
I know him very well.
That's bite your fingernails and standing in the corner, you know, and I meditate up on stairs, transform into this monster. Mm-hmm. So that was Amber was, and Randy saw that. So he was able to take a child from a very hard background, going to Parkinson School, which we all know how the system in Barbados is always. You know, certain schools are high schools. Like, you know, you've got the top schools, and then you've got certain schools and the lower schools. But there was a girl from Parkinson School who was able to go and have an associate degree, you know, and then on to UB Knowles studying for her degree at a young age, headline, Reggae on the Hill from 13 years old. So That is a bit about Ambo Arano, an incredible story. The Artemis Club give her an award for her influence in the community among the young people. But the reason we start Youth in the Spotlight, everything you see that they do, Youth in the Spotlight, the reason why we started was because of Amber. And we use Amber as a benchmark because, you know, like, couldn't have it much harder than her, but still make it to the top. So we use her as the benchmark and the talking point.
Well, she seems to have a very bright future ahead musically. So another win for you right there again. I'm going to let you bring the show out now because we're getting slight on time. I was going to let you come back again, but we're going to do it right now because I want to go to a break and then come back and spend two more songs, one by Barry and one by Marve. So I want you to say your goodbyes and wish all the people the best and warn them again to stay home and that sort of thing. And we'll catch them again next week, God's willing.
Of course. No problem, man. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and logging on. You know, it's all love all the time, and it's another great show, and it was so refreshing to hear these songs, Celia, and just sit down and relax and take in the music and get some of the words and then get explanation for some of these songs. I think that was a very, very refreshing dynamic this evening, and I really appreciate you for that and accommodating that, my brother.
No problem, and sir.
Keep up the great work, man. You know, we were we got still too many thank yous, because people know we love them and they love us, and we in this thing forever together. So everybody know it is. It's pure manners and respect for your boy, Sluggy, and big up. Yeah, Ahanja should be locked on it. What so player? Her songs was playing it here. She sounds blazing. She's a whole celebrity now. 16 years old. Again, two back-to-back songs from radio. So who she locked on?
And also sometimes a co-host on your show.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But man, the respect, Steely. You know it's pure love, and you're gonna hear from me again, God's willing.
All right, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you kindly. Next week, God's willing, we'll come back again with Sluggy. He's the host of the Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, just signing off there. And we're going to take a short break and then we'll come back and cap the show with two songs. One from Barry Chandler, Reach Out and Touch Me, and Marve, Push and Go Through.
forget about it. I never say I'm perfect. And yes, I fall, but I'm gone again.
Well, there you have it, this edition of Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. That's Marvin bringing the show to an end with Push and Go Through. Of course, next weekend, 6 o'clock. One more time right here on The Voice of Barbados. We'll come around again and spend some more time with you on Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.